Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello and happy Friday and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast. Hold on. Let's start that again. Hello and happy Friday, Easter Friday, by the way, and welcome to another Jason Cundy TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Jason Cundy. No Stinks today. Yes, Stinks was off gallivanting at a boxing gym yesterday, getting his head punched in, hopefully. And after the ever-entertaining international break, real football is back this weekend. The Premier League returns on Saturday, and TalkSport has got you covered all over it.
Ready or not?
TalkSport will bring you the climax to the Premier League season at every end of the table.
It's Almiron, played it down the right-hand side of the box, into the area, twisting and turning, lays it off to Gordon! And there's the goal for Newcastle.
Bowen is there again! He scored two in 2 minutes! This is unbelievable!
Ready or not, ready or not, ready or not.
Was there ever any doubt? When Son Heung-min races clear.
Barkley, edge of the area, who's in behind Zabani. He strikes high into the net and smashes it home. It's a brilliant counter-attacking goal from Luton.
Has been played into the area and he's been turned in from point-blank range. And it's that man, Ivan Toney, again.
Low ball into the box. It's pulled back and slammed in by Alejandro Garnacho.
TalkSport brings you live commentary of Newcastle versus West Ham, Spurs versus Luton, and Brentford versus Manchester United. And ahead of the game, TalkSport have been talking exclusively to the Mags winger, Anthony Gordon.
I think we're in a really good place. Like, look at the past sort of 5 to 7 years of the club. Like, where we are now, we're looking at that as not good enough, which is a good thing, do you know what I mean? Our expectations have grew massively. I don't think that's ever a bad thing. We've just got to live up to them now, and we've got to get to where we need to get to. So if we get Europe again with everything put into context, I think that'll be a really good season. A lot of injuries really haven't helped us. I know people don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. And I just think our first time sort of being in every competition, and I think people forget we really should have went through that group, and the cups we got in the domestic cups were crazy, and we nearly actually got through both. So people can look at this season as a bit of a failure, but it's actually not. When you look at the context of it, we've done really well. We've just come up short a couple of times, and you know that's only going to make a lot of us better and gain a lot more experience from that.
You can hear the full interview of Anthony Gordon tomorrow on game day.
TalkSport Daily.
The mighty Chelsea, come on Chelsea, take on Burnley 3 o'clock. But Gaffer Mopo has spoken in his press conference about the Blues fans booing Raheem Sterling.
What we cannot do is to create more, bigger things that were emotional in us in some point, because I really believe the fans love our player and love and support our player. And for sure they are going to support him and the rest of the team. I know that the teammate need to be a good teammate, and player can talk and can express the emotion also and the opinion. But I think we need to be careful in the way that we are going to talk and to give our opinion, because I think we need to build a strong relationship in between everyone.
TalkSport Daily.
But what about today, I hear you ask? The Championship is back with a full round of fixtures, and here's TalkSport's Hugh Woozencroft with all the goings on.
This is the Championship. This is TalkSport, where every game matters.
Leicester, Leeds, Ipswich and Southampton are all still in the race for the two automatic promotion places. The Foxes looked as though they were champions-elect for much of the season and were on course to smash Reading's record of 106 points in a single season. But they've blown their healthy advantage and slipped down to second in the table, with Daniel Farke's Leeds side now top of the tree on goal difference.
This is a monumental win for Leeds United.
Ipswich are just a point behind the two sides above them. Southampton sit fourth in the table and 9 points off those automatic promotion spots, but could still get there if they win their two games in hand.
What a huge goal that could be in the race for the Championship playoff!
The playoff picture is just as exciting, with West Brom and Norwich sat in fifth and sixth respectively. But Hull, Coventry, Preston, Middlesbrough and Cardiff could all yet sneak their way in, although they do have some catching up to do on the sides above them.
1 minute they're on a high, the next minute they're low. It's a proper relegation rumble.
Rotherham are rooted to the bottom of the table and are all but relegated. However, just 5 points separate Sheffield Wednesday in 23rd and Millwall up in 16th. So as we reach this crucial stage of the Championship campaign, be sure to stay tuned to your home of the EFL, TalkSport, for all of the action.
This is the Championship and this is why we love it.
TalkSport Daily.
Back to the North East now, and there was news out of Newcastle yesterday. Here's TalkSport's Ben Fletcher with more.
Newcastle's rollercoaster season so far has just taken another twist, as today the FA have hit midfielder Sandro Tonali with another charge of misconduct for alleged breaches of betting rules. The 23-year-old is currently serving a 10-month ban issued by the Italian Football Federation, made effective on the 27th of October last year. This time, the FA alleges Tonali broke rules by placing 50 bets on matches between August the 12th and October the 12th, 2023. The Times chief sports reporter Martin Ziegler joined Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs and reacted to the breaking news.
He's been completely upfront about the fact he's got a serious gambling addiction. He's going back for numerous rehab sessions in Italy. I think this just shows perhaps how strong this addiction was.
Tonali's current ban means he's not eligible to play again until August. He won't feature at Euro 2024. Newcastle today say they acknowledge the charge, and Sandro continues to fully comply with the relevant investigation, and he retains the club's full support. Tonali, who joined Newcastle for £55 million from AC Milan back in July last year, has until April the 5th to respond.
Let's hear more now from the Times chief football correspondent, Martin Ziegler.
I mean, he's going to miss the Euros. I'm sure he'd have been very hopeful that he'd have been playing in that. He's missed just effectively a whole season in the Premier League. It's been pretty devastating for Newcastle United. And then there's this fresh uncertainty over what's going to happen for the start of next season. I suppose we're in slightly uncharted territory. Mm. We've never had this sort of situation before where somebody has a ban for betting from another country, another national association, and then there's a sort of second tranche of offences playing over here. So that'll be a independent regulatory commission if it comes to that to decide is it correct that he gets another sort of lengthy ban, or how far should you take into account the fact he's already had this very, very lengthy suspension.
TalkSport Daily.
And now we go back to the breakfast show, where Gabby Agbonlahor spoke ahead of a title clash on Sunday as Manchester City host the Arsenal.
If you've got, for me, first of all, Carl Walker doesn't play, you have to think to yourself, okay, thank goodness, because he's that good, he's that quick. If you're even Martinelli, you're like, it's Carl Walker. Trossard knows Carl Walker. Seeing what he's done to Vinicius Jr., one of the best wingers in the world in games, just puts him out of the game. So you've got to look at these injuries and think, okay, even Akanji, Pep didn't play Diaz against Liverpool, played Akanji for his extra speed, and he still struggled in that game. So if I'm Arsenal, I'm like, okay, we've got Timbers out. Yeah, Martinelli might be out. Partey's not. But we've got maybe more of our starting lineup available. Yeah, I think Arteta will think like that. Let's go there and not be frightened of Man City. Gabriel and Saliba are the best centre-half partnership for me in the league. Ben White's done great at right back. Raya's doing good in goal. So I think they will look at that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Well, we end this Poddington thing with some TalkSport furniture. It's Clips of the Week.
Why are we down on Clips this week?
Because Alan's been off for 2 weeks. Let's be honest.
Bit harsh.
Well, it's true.
But we will kick off with shock news from newsreader Jenny Barsby.
Steph Horton's admitted she's looking forward to relieving herself.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Yes,
well, we all look forward to that, don't we?
Indeed we do. It is a great relief.
And staying with our newsreaders, this was a good recovery from Sinead Garvin.
And it seems we can't get enough of royal drama, as The Crown has picked up the most nominations at this year's TV BAFTAs.
Oh, that was close, wasn't it?
Well, not everybody in TV is a BAFTA, but there's quite a few,
let's be honest.
What did newsreader Craig Wakelin do when he couldn't remember whether he was speaking to Jamie O'Hara or Jason Cundy?
Keep your calls coming in on 03 717 223 344, but let's get news and sport headlines now with Craig Wakelin.
Thank you, Jake. Yeah, the EFL.
Thank you,
Jakeson.
And finally, it's Hugh Woozencroft alongside Scott Minto on kickoff.
I've got Jack Grealish, as I mentioned, and I've got Marcus Rashford.
Do you know what? I've got Rashford in, but I've got next to it Lucky.
Yeah, me too.
Lucky.
Good old Scott. And we thought, of course, that does remind us of something.
Lucky. Lucky.
Makes it sound a bit sinister, doesn't it?
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Jason Cully. No Goldstein today. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will be another one of these out first thing in the morning. But until then, thanks for listening, gang, to the TalkSport Daily. Be safe. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.